Hey everybody, this is John Maroon, President of Maroon PR. Thank you for once again tuning into Spin is a Four-Letter Word, the Maroon PR podcast. This year, we are calling our podcast The Brew, because you'll be hearing from all of our teammates about how they do their jobs, how they brew success for our clients. So hopefully you'll get some great takeaways that you can apply to your business. We appreciate you listening. And please give us a follow at Maroon PR and let us know what you think, if there's any topics that you want to hear about. Thanks, and here's The Brew.
Welcome back to a brand new episode of The Brew. I'm your host, Rocco DeSangro, and joining me today on this episode are account coordinators Sydney Hart and Ileana Rakamimov. Now, we got a lot of good stuff to talk about on this episode, and in this one, it's a special one because you're both pretty fresh out of college and, you know, just kind of learn the ropes in classes and whatnot. So jumping into the PR field, your first real job in the real world, it's a super exciting time, but you get prepared by your university to jump into this field, but there's a lot that you might not know or learn or want to learn that kind of happens, you know, in the job. So that's what this episode's all about. And we want to preface it first by saying this is not to bash any universities, professors, any classes. This is to simply talk about what maybe could be taught going forward and what you hoped you would have learned or known kind of jumping into this field. This episode is called Classroom to Career, those first year PR lessons. So guys, we're going to start. Let's jump right into it. What are some of those things that stand out, kind of considering what you learned in the classroom versus the real world? Because it is a big difference.
For sure.
Yeah. Well, I think it's exactly what you just said, Rocco, is just the fact that you can learn so much from college, and Towson does a really good job of prepping everyone in the PR and advertising track. Just to preface, both Sydney and I were PR and advertising tracks in our programs. But
graduated the same year.
But there's only so much you can learn in a classroom. At the end of the day, everything's hypothetical and theoretical problems and situations versus being in person and actually getting a feel for what's going on. I think one of my first things was just how fast paced it is.
I mean, for me, I started here only a month ago, and it is crazy how much I've learned. I feel like college and me being at my university for 4 years, I've definitely learned a lot, but being in the mix and, you know, working with people and, you know, our directors and everything, you have to figure out this line of communication, and it's so different because it isn't hypothetical, like you said.
Exactly.
Like, you are dealing with real things, projects, people, and at least when I was at school, you aren't emailing people back and forth about edits or how something you might, you know, how it might operate. So that was definitely a big learning curve for me, and it's something I'm still adjusting to. But again, that's not something you would really have while being in school.
It's not. I know for a lot of the times our capstones were just simple projects throughout the semester. It was an idea presented to us by a professor, and it could be fixing a problem that a brand had, or creating a logo or something like that. And the only edits and communication we get are from our professor, which are meant to be as if it's the client, right? So they're usually really relevant to what we're talking about, and they do a really good job of acting as if they're the client, but that's just one, right? But with how fast-paced agency life and PR is, you're working with multiple different clients at once, anywhere from like 3 to 4 to 6. You have to get accustomed to different personalities and different communication styles. Some people like to be very particular. They like to give you a full recap of, this is what I want, these are the edits, here, here, and here at this time. And some other people are like, hey, we trust your vision. We want your help with this. You're brainstorming, and like, that's something that you don't get from a college classroom. You know, everything is up to us, but at the end of the day, we're following an example or a template versus you know dealing with actual people.
No, you brought up a good point, because all the projects that I did in school, they were very similar. You couldn't really change it up that much, so you had an idea as to what it's supposed to look like. But with here, you know, every person is different, and all the formats are different.
It's nice to hear you both talk about that and just the difference, because there is, and it can be significant at times. Because when you talk about meeting a deadline in college for any field, it could be media, it could be PR, you're meeting maybe one deadline at a time, or just like maybe two. Here, you could be meeting like 6 or 7 deadlines in a week. And not only that, it's not your grade's not on the line, or your GPA. It's potentially your job, it's your career. Right. So like you gotta perform and go out and get things done and meet those deadlines, because that's what the clients need. That's what they hired an agency and mm-hmm. account coordinators, account directors for, is to meet those deadlines. So that's a great example there, talking about like how fast paced it is and, mm-hmm. and how much is kind of thrown at you, but in a good way, and you're both surviving. I know early on it can be tough, and I know John likes to call it like drinking out of a fire hose, and it could feel that way at times, mm-hmm. but as you get accustomed and as you grow in this business, it's going to get easier and easier. But the deadlines and the amount of things you're going to have to do on a weekly basis might not.
And I've only been here about like 6-7 months. And I know, Sydney, like you're very fresh. It's been about a month for you. But
oh, yeah.
I know something that I learned very early on that, again, isn't necessarily taught in the classroom, but it is something you learn on the job, is the art of compartmentalizing. I hope I said that word right.
Yeah.
Apologies, everyone. But yeah. Compartmentalizing.
Said it better than
like
I would.
Emotion versus task. Like similar to what you were saying, Rocco, like we are meeting client deadlines for clients, but also they have their own deadlines that this might be like a sponsored thing they're doing that they have to provide to their sponsor by a certain time, right? So there are multiple moving parts here.
Yeah.
And I know something that I struggled with at first was feeling like I was a burden for calling, you know, clients about assets or pieces that we need by a certain time to get our job done. Or even when you're pitching for a client, calling the media desk, you know, they get so many pitches all day. It's literally their job. And you don't want to feel like you're bothering them or have this long spiel for them to hear, right? Mm-hmm. So having to learn that this is literally your job, you are not being a right. burden to anyone, you are helping everyone do their job better and just keeping everyone afloat and organized, was a big thing for me, because, you know, everyone wants to please and do the right thing, but then also see good results and build those relationships, and you don't want to burn a bridge, you know.
That's definitely been the biggest adjustment so far. Sometimes you really are like in a time crunch and you need things to get done for not just us, but for other people to do their job. Mm-hmm. And so you might feel like you're really nudging and you're probably like making your client upset. But overall, there is like a bigger picture here. And so you kind of have to just let that go and be able to like put your emotions behind you and just get what needs to be done and yep. not think about it so hard. And at the end of the day, I feel like that always ends up paying off as well.
Yeah, no, I agree. And especially just being very communicative with your client and trying your best to help them achieve their goal while also using the best practices that we know that they might not know. Like, I, not to bring it back a bit, but I know we were talking a lot about theoretical examples versus like real work and campaigns. But kind of like you were saying, Sydney, we work off a lot of templates and stuff in college, mm-hmm. or even if it's not a template, we kind of know what the professor's expecting to see when they're yeah. grading, or like we know a rubric at least. Mm-hmm. We don't know a rubric when you're, you know, creating a whole campaign, earned and owned campaign based off some initiative that your client wants to do. Mm-hmm. Again, like you don't have a rubric or a template, and not all clients are expecting to see the same thing. And I think it's just really important to listen to what their vision is. If they have experience doing this in the past, maybe they're a little better at laying out what that visual might look like to give us some pointers of exactly what they're looking for. And then it's our job after that to think of best practices, think of the platform that they want this initiative to land on, or like the outlet that they want to land this on, and how best to communicate it to that person or that contact, or sometimes just handling those tough questions on if they have a vision and we have an idea of how to make that vision come to life, but it might contradict with, you know, how they want that to work. So that's where we come in and we say like, hey, like we have the same goal here. Like, this is why we think one approach might be better. It's going to get you some more engagement or something like that. And like, again, theoretical versus real work. Sometimes it's just a little hard to work on the spot and not use a template, but you have to be really creative sometimes and just always adapt and always adjust to not going off of something that you've done in the past.
Yeah.
So like if a client is throwing a curveball at you, you know, you need to know how to answer on the spot. And if you don't know how to answer, take a step back and think of, okay, this is what they want. This is something I've done in the past, or maybe it's not. How can I make this happen in like a natural way for them?
Also, it's always good to ask questions. I think clarity is a huge part in PR. You are not your client. Like, you can only work off what they've given you, and sometimes you need additional feedback. And I think about college, sometimes things sound a little bit more straightforward in whatever rubric your professor has given you, or you can just ask them straight off of, you know, your head in class. But it can be a little intimidating to ask those questions and get clarity. But overall, that is what's going to help you the most. And so trying to not be fearful of that is definitely key.
But at the end of the day, like kind of like we said, you do learn a lot in college.
Oh, yeah.
I think they do a really good job of trying to switch up how they're applying this information to. Like, for example, for in sure. PR, you have a whole bunch of, at least in an agency, not in-house, you have different industries you're working with.
Yeah.
I think Towson at least did a really good job of switching that up. I know in the past I've had fake clients who were in the hospitality industry. Mm-hmm. Some were literal cleaning products, you know.
Did you ever work with a real client before?
Once for the final capstone for the PR campaign.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that was really cool. And actually that's something that's been helping me with the current client recently.
Oh, because
they kind of go together. Yeah. Shout out HCAM. That's Healthcare Access Maryland, one of our lovely clients.
Give a shout out to Towson, I feel like our capstone classes were probably the most helpful.
Yes,
because you are integrating those tools and also utilizing your client and getting that feedback. So you are getting real world experience, but it's probably not until your senior year, at least at Towson, where you're really getting, you know, the chance to do that. So
yeah, for sure. And then just also, again, we were both the dual track. So if you are just a single track, you might feel like you have more of a concentrated, you're getting more concentrated lessons on what you're learning on. But because we had two completely different concentrations, we had to also know what's applying to advertising versus PR. But like you said, that final senior capstone, that's for PR. They give you that real client that you have to actually present it in front of at the end, which is really cool and very intimidating. Awesome. Right. But I would say it helped.
Here's what I want to ask you both. So when you're communicating with your professor, when you were in class, how did you kind of go about that in person and via email? I'm assuming you couldn't really like pick up your phone and call your professor, text. Maybe you could, but like it was a different line of communication, correct?
Yeah.
Every professor was different.
They are all different. I think most of mine at least preferred in-person communication. They'd say like, come to office hours, meet with your group.
Right.
Like,
and even with me, I mean, I preferred it in person because sometimes you can't fully understand everything through email. Yeah. So it's better to just have that ongoing conversation right there in front of you. So yeah, it really just depends.
It's good to know though, because not every client wants to be in person. Yeah. Not every client wants to talk on the phone. Sometimes they just want to email. So coming from college into here on the communication side, how has that kind of varied? How have you seen some similarities and how has it helped you? Like, how has Towson kind of prepared you for like communicating with the clients in that sense too?
Well, in that sense, I would say college prepared you by just letting us know that the professors were always available via email if we had questions. And I think that's similar to a client, you know, we don't know their schedule. We don't know their calendar if they have meetings, but you can always send an email and hope they get back to us. Right.
Right.
But with clients, it is a little different. We have their phone numbers. We can give them a call. We could set up, hello, light bulb moment. We can set up a Teams call.
Oh yeah.
Cause professors, well, we were like the post Zoom COVID college situation. Yeah. So that was an option for us actually.
Right.
If we needed to speak to them, right? We don't have our professor's phone number.
Right.
They'd say email us or we can hop on a Zoom.
Mm-hmm. Obviously when I ask you both this, you wouldn't be here without Towson, correct?
Oh no. Not at all.
Not at all. Yeah. Love Towson.
I did too.
Everyone's so supportive and all the professors are the best.
I mean, I decided on Towson because of the mass communication program. I think it's journalism, advertising, and PR. So there's so many avenues. And I felt like the classes were just really rich in insight, but also just like the networking events that we had. It's just really different from the other programs that we had at Towson. And I felt like it really shined through with what we had to offer.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I know you were just saying that you picked it because of that program. For me, I did not know what I wanted to do at all. I was so undecided until I took one mass comm class and I saw the difference in how they were talking to their students versus some other professors. I was like, oh, this is informal. This is really conversational tone, very family-like atmosphere. And I think that really followed all throughout senior year. Like it really is like a family. You know everyone.
And also too, a lot of our professors were PR professionals or they worked in the advertising advertising space. So it was nice to, especially those that were adjunct, mm-hmm. like that was what they would do half of their time. So you were getting that real world advice and
exactly the insight.
It was very personable.
And I think they do a really good job of also connecting you to like the local career center on campus and mm-hmm. making sure you have opportunities, whether it's to go yeah. to New York and see an agency there with a former Towson alum like leading the tour right. or something like that. They really do a good job.
Yeah.
And I think at the end of the day, the only thing we really have to say is that you learn more by being in the situation, you know, like whether that's an internship or mm-hmm. in the job itself. So yeah. just always keep that in mind when you're in school.
Right.
You know.
And I will also say that I feel like that can go for any job that you have.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, yep. it yeah. really isn't just PR yep. or advertising yeah. or anything. Definitely with our program, I felt like they were as helpful as they could be, and they led us into the right direction, I would say. I mean, we're Absolutely. Both here, so
we're both
they
here.
Did something right. Yeah. But I've definitely loved my time there, and
I don't regret it at all. I love my professors. I know if I ever shoot them an email, they always reply.
Yeah,
I love following them on Instagram. Very fun.
And seeing what they're up to.
Yeah, seeing what they're up to.
On.
What's new? Connecting over coffee.
Yeah.
They really are the
also,
best.
Also, a lot of them are tied to Maroon in some sort yeah, of way. I know. Yeah, it's crazy.
It is small world. It's a small world. Like Smallmore is a thing, you know, yeah. but also just PR in general. Like,
yep.
right.
you know
everyone.
Everyone
knows someone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it sounds exactly. like the experience you guys got at Towson was invaluable, and that's great to hear. And I'm sure the professors, if they get to listen to this episode, they'll be so happy to hear you speak so highly of the university and their classes as well. I would say this, for your peers, for people that you went to school with, whether they're coming in now, maybe from high school, or you some of these people you just had classes with, what would be the best piece of advice from each of you that you could still give to those who are in college or getting into college that are on that PR track and just how they can prepare for the real world? Because again, the real world, it comes up quick. Like you're yeah. out of college and you're looking for a job right then and there. Yeah. And that you're looking for jobs and you're like, oh man, like 2 months go by, 3 months go by. I tell people not to hit the panic button as far as yeah. that, like, because yeah. you know, the right fit will come. But for you guys, like, what would that advice be?
I say, stay driven, do as much research as possible. This mm-hmm. job, it's ever changing and there's always so much to learn and to adapt to. So definitely just, I don't know, always paying attention, be curious, mm-hmm. try new things. And again, like you were saying, Rocco, like don't hit the panic button. It can be hard and there will definitely be challenges, but that is the only way to really learn and to improve. So
yeah,
just try not to freak, do your best.
Give it
your best shot.
Exactly. You're your own advocate at the end of the day. Like people can always speak on your behalf and give recommendations on your behalf, but at the end of the day, like no one knows you better than yourself. So
right.
if you need an answer to a certain question, set up an informational interview, reach out via LinkedIn. Networking mm-hmm. is so big. I know everyone always says that and it's so much easier said than done, but networking and internships really are mm-hmm. the way to go. I know I didn't have a PR internship. I had like a social media and marketing one yeah. separately, and they were great. They were really helpful. I think if I had a PR internship at an agency specifically, I think that would have given me even more of an insight yeah. as to what it's like to work in PR, because you get to experience that mm-hmm. fast-paced nature and then the support that comes from having a yeah. team, you know, like the people at Maroon, everyone here is really supportive.
For sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, it's a big part of it just in any field. Well, thank you all for tuning in to a brand new episode of The Brew. For Sydney Hart and Ileana Rakamimov, I'm Rocco DeSangro. Check out maroonpr.com. Check out our socials, maroonpr on all platforms, Instagram, LinkedIn, X. Thank you again for tuning in. We'll see you next time. Have a great day.
Hey, it's John Maroon again. Thank you for listening to Spin is a Four-Letter Word. And just a reminder, if you can, follow us on all the major social media platforms at Maroon PR. If you have an idea or suggestion, let us know what you think, and we'll see you soon.